So let's review. Our Mishnah continues with the psukim that were proclaimed before going out to war. Zak the Mishnah, v'dibur hashreicher malam leimar, miho ish asher bona bayis chodesh v'leichanochoy, yelech v'yoshev lebeisoy v'gremer. As the Gemara explains, the psukim were proclaimed in three parts. Mebenigas v'ad v'dibroy, koin medaber v'koin mashmiya. The first two psukim, Shema Yisrael, and Ki Hashem lekechem aholech imachem, were proclaimed only by the Meshuach Mochama. Mevedibur ad v'yisru, koin medaber v'shaytu mashmiya. The next three psukim of those who are exempt from going to war, miyu isha shabona bayis chodesh b'lechanochoy, u miyu isha shenota kerem b'lechaloloy, u miyu isha shaoris isha b'lechacha, were first said by the Meshuach Mochama, and then repeated by the Shaitrim for all to hear. The final pasuk, Miho Ish Hayarev Rachalevav, who is also exempt from going to war, was proclaimed only by the Shaitrim. However, as the Gemara in the previous daf mentioned, these psukim were not proclaimed in the sequence they were written, but rather, Basfar, Shimu Divri Ma'archi HaMochama V'chazru. First, while they were still at the border, the Meshuach Mochama and the Shaitr proclaimed the psukim regarding those who are exempt from war, and then B'Mochama, when they were on the war front, the Meshuach Mochama proclaims the first psukim of Shema Yisrael and Ki Hashem Lekechem Ahoy Lechemochem. In these psukim, there are three specific cases in which the person is exempt from going to war. The Mishnah first elaborates on Miho Isha Shebon Abayis Chadash B'loi Chanochi. Echer Aboyne Abayis HaTeven, Beis HaBokr, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaEitzris. There is no difference whether he built a home or even a room to keep straw, a barn, a woodshed, or a general storage room. In all these cases, he is chayzer. The Brisa explains that this is derived from the words asher bana bayis, as Rashi explains, since the pasuk does not state asher bayis bana, which would imply only a home, but rather asher bana bayis, which implies any type of structure. However, the Mishnah later rules that habayna beishar achsadru umarpeset ein chayzer. If he builds an entryway, a veranda, or a porch, lo hayu chayzer, he is not exempt, because the pasuk does mention bayis, which teaches that the structure must be similar to home, and that ma bayis haroi ladira, av kol haroi ladira. Like a home, it must be suitable for a dwelling. However, he masuyim ledrisas haregel. These are merely made to walk through. The Brisa also cites the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who disagrees and holds that only for a home is yichayzer, but for all other structures lo hayichayzer. Because bayis, k'mashmai, the word bayis is understood specifically only a home. The Mishnah continues, Echad ha'boina, v'echad ha'likeach, v'echad ha'yerish, v'echad sh'nosen le'matana. There is no difference whether he built the house, or he bought, inherited, or received it as a gift. In all cases he is chayzer, because the pasuk states, Mio ish asher bona. As Rashi explains, the word ha'ish is superfluous, and includes all forms of acquisition, because sha'ri etzlehu chadish. For this person, it is considered a new bayis. However, the Mishnah later mentions that Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afa bayna bayis al mochaynoi lo hayachayzer." If a person demolished the house and then rebuilt it in the same size, he is not chayzer because, as Rashi explains, "The lav chadash hu etzloi." For this person, it is not considered a new bayis since it is the same as his old one. However, the Brisa states, "Im hoysev by dimus echad chayzer," that if he did add a row in which the house size changed, he is chayzer because now it is considered a new house. Rabbi Yehazah says, "Afa b'ina bayis levenim b'sharon lo hayu chayzer." A person who builds even a new brick house in Sharon is not chayzer because, as the Gemara explains, "Mepnei shemechad shenoyseh pamayim b'shavua," their houses were not durable and were rebuilt twice in 7 years. Therefore, it's not considered a bayis chadash. The Mishnah next discusses umi ha'ish asher notei kerem b'loy chalolei. Echad ha'notei kerem. There is no difference whether a person planted a vineyard consisting of 5 grapevines or even 5 assorted fruit trees. In all these cases, he is chayzer. This is derived from the words asher nota kerem, as Rashi explains. The pasuk does not state asher kerem nota, which would imply only a vineyard, but rather asher nota, which implies all types of plantings. However, the Mishnah later rules, if he planted only 4 fruit trees or 5 trees that do not produce fruit, he is not chayzer because the pasuk does mention kerem. The Brisa cites the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who disagrees and holds that only for a vineyard he is chayzer, But for all of the fruit trees, lo ha'yachayzeh, because the word kerem is understood specifically only a vineyard. The Mishnah continues, Echer ha'neitea ve'echer ha'mavrach ve'echer ha'markiv. There's no difference whether he planted a new tree in the ground, or he replanted part of an existing tree into the ground, or he grafted one tree into an existing tree. In all cases, he is chayzer, because these are considered new trees in which the fruits require chilul in the fourth year. And ve'echer ha'likeach, ve'echer ha'yerish, ve'echer shenosel matana. There's no difference whether he planted the trees, or he bought, inherited them, or received them as a gift. In all cases, he is chayzer, because the pasuk states, u'mi ho'ish ha'shenot ha'kerem, as Rashi explains, the word ho'ish is superfluous and includes all forms of acquisition. The above-mentioned Braisa concludes that the pasuk mentions v'loi chiloloi and not loi chilel. Prat l'mavrich u'lamarkiv. This is an exclusion that only for a newly planted tree chayzer, but for mavrich and markiv of an existing tree, he is not chayzer. The Gemara asks, v'hanantanan echer ha'neitea v'echer ha'mavrich v'echer ha'markiv. Our Mishnah states that even for mavrich and markiv, he is chayzer. The Gemara offers two solutions. Rav Chisda says, loy kasha, kan bar kovas iser, kan bar kovas heter. The Braisa refers to where he grafted two different kinds of trees, which is an iser klayim. Therefore, the pasuk states to exclude that he is not chayzer. However, our Mishnah refers to har kovas heter, he grafted two of the same kind of trees, which is permissible, in which he is chayzer. Rabbi Yechanan says, ha'mani rebelezer min yakefi. This is actually a machlaikis, and the Braisa is a continuation of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds kerem kemashmoy. The word kerem is specifically only a vineyard. Chanami, nata kemashmoy. And here too, the word nata is specific, noitea in, mavrich umarkiv loy. While the Mishnah that holds that kerem is not kemashmoy, and echer anetea kerem, ve'echer anetea chamisha ilon emaychel, v'afilim ha'chamisha zaminim, so too nata is not kemashmoy, and echer anetea, ve'echer ha'mavrich, ve'echer ha'markiv. The Gemara now elaborates on the Mishnah's halacha that for harkava, grafting, he is chayzer, and explains, Hai harkava's heter hechadami. The Mishnah cannot be referring to yolda bezikena, that he grafted into an old tree, because Rav Avo rules that bat lo yolda bezikena ve'im badin arlo. In this case, the grafted tree is not considered a new planting, but rather becomes part of the initial tree in which there is no iser arlo and does not require chil, and therefore in a chayzer. And if the Mishnah is referring to yalda biyalda, that he grafted into a young tree, which will eventually require chilul, well, typically the boy mahadim b'shem yalda rishayna, then he is chayzer even for the initial tree. Why does the Mishnah say that he is chayzer for the grafted tree? The Gemara offers two solutions. Rabbi Yirmiyah says la'olam yalda biyalda. Both trees were before 3 years. Ukagoyin denotu lahach kamaisa lisyag ulekayrus upatur min arla. The Mishnah refers to a case in which the initial tree was planted only as a fence, or for the use of its wood, but not for its fruits, in which there is no arla and no chil, and is not exempted. However, the grafted tree is for peiros and will require chilul, and is therefore chayzer. And loy batla, it does not attain the status of the initial tree, because hacha imim lechala bas mahadri. The initial tree can become eligible for chilul if he now decides to use it for its fruits, since it is within 3 years. However, yalda bezikena batla, because hasam imim lechala lav bas mahadrhi. The initial tree cannot become eligible again for chil, since it's after the fourth year. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, b'mavrich ilon biyerek. The Mishnah refers to a case in which a tree was grafted into a vegetable that does not require chil, and certainly does not exempt. And this is considered a harkavas heter, because the Mishnah concurs with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds there is no isur klayim in this case.